how would you call cows to get them in from the pasture?
Well, we usually just say soakers.
Okay, that's just exactly what I mean, soup. Because see, that's the difference. See, some people say in South Georgia, they say co-inch or co-inch.
It's entirely different.
Yeah, right. And to make cows stand still at milking time.
What do you mean, what they do to make them
stand still? No, what they might say to a cow.
Stand still.
But ever say anything like saw or so?
Saw.
All right. And calls to calves.
Well, it's about the same as all cattle, sook.
Okay, and they calls to mules and horses to make them turn left or right and plowing.
Gee and how.
All right. And then calls to horses to get them in from the pasture.
Cope.
Yeah, very good. That's just, and horse, to get horses started.
Get up.
All right, and to make them stop.
Whoa.
All right, now would you say anything to make them back up? Remember any special?
Yes, you'd say back.
Just back, and they
back. That's the way most horses are.
Okay. And calls to pigs at feeding time.
Piggy.
Okay, and calls to sheep. Get them in from the pasture.
Sheepy.
All right. Did you ever hear either cade or something like that, or cod, cade or coo sheep or coo nanny or co sheep or co nanny?
No.
Just the sheepy.
Sheepies, but.
Okay. Calls chickens at feeding time.
Chicky.
All right. And if someone's going to get the horses ready to take them out for plowing or driving, you'd say they're going to what the horses?
Harness.
All right. Now, would you use the same thing for plowing or driving? You say they're going to harness the horses either way?
Either way.
All right, it'd be the same. And the things you hold when driving?
Lines.
All right, and the things you hold, that's when plowing or driving.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about when you're riding on horseback?
Bridle.
And that, the things you hold are the?
Reins.
All right, the things you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
And the horse on the left in plowing is called the?
I don't know whether that's called the lead horse or not. They have a lead horse.
Yeah, lead horse is fine. Either lead horse, the choices are like lead horse, wine horse, wheel horse, or nigh horse, but lead horse is one of the.
Well, I knew they used either the right or left for a lead horse, but I didn't remember.
Okay. It's the one that usually walks in the furrow.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the distance from one place to another, and it's not a considerable distance. Oh, that's just the over. It's just a little.
Short distance?
Yeah, you might say a little ways or a little piece. Or.
Yes. Well, of course, I think I'd say a little ways, but I've heard it say a little piece and different things.
Okay, and it's a considerable distance. You'd say it's a
long way.
All right. And if something is really hard to find, you'd say, you can find that almost
easily.
Yeah, that's right. The idea is easy. Someone wants to go to the store or something and get something, and they don't know which store to get it in town, you say, you can get that almost
anywhere?
Sure.